Turning our attention now to the ASX, here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by mining technology company IMDEX, ASX code IMD. I'm Matt Burney and I'm joined now by the CEO of IMDEX, Paul House. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so IMDEX has developed a portfolio of hardware and software products aimed largely at providing real-time geological information to drillers and miners. Amongst other things, its products provide high-level information on structural geology, drilling optimization, downhole navigation, and the infield analysis of mineral samples. The company recently announced its mid-year financial results that show some pretty significant uplifts. All right, Paul, we'll get into those numbers in just a moment, but firstly, what is your business model? Are you a software-as-a-service business? Do you lease equipment? Are you a contractor? How do you make money?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. We spend most of our time developing high-end technology through our R&D efforts that we rent to drillers and mining companies. That collects a lot of the data out of the ore body for the length of that drilling program. And then we take that data and put it into our cloud-based software called IMDEX Hub IQ. And both the drillers and the resource companies can access that on a licensed basis.
Okay, so let's talk about your half-yearly financials. They're out. Firstly, what revenue growth have you seen in the first half of this financial year?
Yeah, pretty strong uplift. Group revenue was up 18%. That includes growth from our core business organically and also for the contribution from Devico that we acquired back in February. I think most pleasing, Matt, is that that's against a backdrop where we saw the exploration market contract about 12% around the world. And so to see the strength of that revenue performance has been most pleasing.
And what was the revenue number for the half year?
We posted $235 million in group revenue for the half.
All right. And what did your profit look like for the half year? Let's run with EBITDA.
Yeah, underlying EBITDA was $71 million. Again, a group record for IMDEX and really pleasing to see that leverage come through in our business model, which is something we work on tirelessly.
And what about your balance sheet? What sort of net assets are you carrying?
We're just over $550 million in net assets, which is up about 75%, which is, of course, impacted by the investment we made in a Norwegian drilling tech company, which is Devico.
Okay, well, let's talk Devico. What impact did Devico have on your financial performance for the half year?
$36 million to the top line, and they have quite a strong EBITDA margin that we saw starting to approach 50%.
Now, I think you borrowed about $120 million to buy Devico. Have you made much of a dent in that figure?
Yeah, we have. Look, we are very pleased to be able to put the balance sheet to work for our shareholders. As it stands today, that net debt is down to $45 million, which really highlights, I think, that strong operating cash flow of the business.
Very quickly, does IMDEX pay a dividend?
We do. 1.5 cents as an interim dividend. And we've got a capital payout ratio at around 30% that we've stuck to year on year.
I know IMDEX stock has run from $1.50 to $2 recently, so you must be doing something right. Paul House from IMDEX, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW, and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.